who put you and I to the test, to drive us deeper into the Word of God, to bring us to a point or a level of faith that He wants us to come to. If you didn't have any trials and tests, you would never be able to rise to a faith person. I've learned the Lord is training up an army of men and women of faith. He wants them to learn how to reign and rule. He wants them to learn how to be overcomers. In fact, He even makes you a promise. In Revelation, He said, "To them that overcome, I will allow you to sit with me in my throne because I overcame on the earth." So He said His Father allowed Him to sit with Him in His throne because He was an overcomer. Now to those of us that will overcome, by taking the Word of God, reading it and studying it, we will reign and rule with the King through eternity. Plus, those of us that learn we're not just conquerors, we're more than conquerors and we overcome all of these things, we will reign and rule on the earth in the abundant life now. Romans 5:17 says, and this is where every Christian should be. But unfortunately, we're not there. I was not there most of my life. I did not know these things. But I didn't know that my obedience or my disobedience, I did not know that if I was obedient, I would be blessed. I didn't know if I was disobedient, I'd be cursed. I didn't realize there was a set of rules that was being controlled by an invisible world that I couldn't see. Well, let me tell you, there is. And that invisible world is what causes all the problems and all the sickness and disease or all the blessings. That invisible world is what's controlling that. Otherwise, you have no control over that. Whenever you read God's Word and you honor what it says by being obedient, He, God, pours out blessings to bless you, and He takes all sickness and disease away from you and your children. He promises that if you will obey Him, He will take all sickness away from you, and that you will have no sickness and no disease, and the evil one, which is the devil, will not be able to attach himself to you. He, God, will protect you from the snares of the fowler. But it's amazing how many of us in the church have no knowledge of these things, but they're here. And it's very clear in Deuteronomy 28:15 where the Lord says, if you will not obey me. It's amazing how clear this is. He says in Deuteronomy 28:15, if you will not. Now that you couldn't be any clearer than that. If you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God to observe to do all His commandments and keep all of His statutes, all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Isn't that amazing? Blessings as well as curses are subject to divine regulation. One does not stumble under the blessings of God. The following verses is what you have to do to be blessed. Well, look at what Deuteronomy 28:1 says. And it shall come to pass. That's pretty clear, isn't it? It shall come to pass if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all that His commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. All you've got to do is hearken to the Word of God. And verse 2 says, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. So it really is really simple. I mean, God made it so simple that I don't understand why I didn't see these things a lot quicker. It's really simple. God made a set of rules. People wonder where God is when devastating things happen to them. But yet He made a set of rules. He told us exactly what to do and what not to do. And then we don't understand why everything falls apart when we're out here breaking the rules. I will give you an example right here of something that happened just recently in our church in the past year and a half. There was a young lady in my church. She had been coming to my church and listened to me teach these magnificent things that God had said in His Word. I'm teaching them just like they're written. One of her relatives got pregnant, had a baby girl, and the baby girl was born, and she was in the hospital, and the birth appeared to be fairly normal, but after the little girl was born, something immediately began to happen with the child, and the child was not allowed to come home from the hospital because things didn't appear to be functioning properly in its body. So through some tests, they found out this brand new little girl's liver was failing. It was not going to function, and this little girl was going to die in just 3 or 4 days. A brand new little child. Why do these kind of things happen? That used to be my question. Well, now then, I know. So the first thing we wanted to know, and I had taught these people, so when this young girl called her relative, the one that goes to my church, and told her she had had a baby, and that the baby was having a problem with the liver and looked like it was going to die, the first question was from the girl that goes to my church. She asked her relative friend, said, I didn't know you'd gotten married. And she said, well, I haven't. She said, well, what are you doing with a baby? And she said, well, I mean, I got pregnant. She said, you know you're not supposed to have sex out of wedlock. Well, the girl said, everybody's doing this. No, not everybody's doing this, but far too many of them are doing this. This is a breaking of God's spiritual law. He said, no sex before marriage, under no conditions. And he means what he says. This little girl had opened the door to the demonic world. A demon of hell was inside that little girl, destroying her liver. And she was just a few days old. So this girl went over there and got her cousin, or relative, whatever the relationship was, to repent of her sins and move out and make God a promise that she would not have sex with nobody until she was married to them ever again. So the girl made that promise to God. She repented, moved out. Then they went in and laid hands on the baby, rebuked the devil, prayed over the child, and within 1 hour, the child was well. The little girl is over a year old now. She's a beautiful little girl, just walking around, running, playing. But just think, that young woman that had that baby had no idea that when she crawled in bed with a boy to satisfy her own sexual desires and his lustful sexual desires, that they were opening a door to a demon or a herd of demons. But these demons come into people whenever they commit these sexual sins. And these demons, they will come in and they will manifest. Sometimes it will be in the offspring. You may not see any change in your own life right then. And it may be a year or three, 2 or 3 or 5 years later, whenever these demons manifest. But they will manifest. Somewhere along the line, these things will manifest and they will create problems. Sometimes, what's so devastating, they may wait 10 years to manifest. They may be inside that person, that child's born out of wedlock. It may be perfectly normal, and it may go along, in fact, until it's 14 or 15 or 16 years old. And the demon of lust that brought them into the world through their sexual relationship out of wedlock will manifest, and then that little boy or girl will get involved in the same kind of things. Won't be able to control themselves because they will be controlled by a demon. It's amazing how these rules work, but nobody gets by with anything. Now then, one of the things I've learned is sin is the gateway for the curse. Now then, to confirm that, the first curses upon the human race came in the Garden of Eden. Now when Adam and Eve sinned, everyone was cursed. Now first of all, the serpent. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 14, the Lord said, and the Lord God said unto the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. Right there, the serpent, the snake, because he yielded to the devil. The devil, in fact, we think about the devil. Every time I see a snake, I think about the devil. And that's why I guess I hate a snake. I don't care if he's poisonous or non-poisonous. I don't like a snake because a serpent is the one that yielded to the devil to allow the devil to come into him to do what he did. So, and then the woman was cursed. In verse 16, it says, unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In sorrow you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you. The Lord said that the woman would bring forth her children in pain. And let me tell you, that is a very difficult curse to overcome. Now, in Christ, you have the power within you today, since Jesus come, that by faith you can bring forth children with virtually no pain. But most people, most women, don't have that kind of faith. They don't have that kind of knowledge in the Word. But if you can have that kind of knowledge and that kind of faith, you can do it. But also it says there that the husband will rule over the wife. The woman is to be subject to the husband, and the husband will rule over her. This is the way that God said it. He's the one made the rules. But then the man, that was a curse upon the woman. But then the man was cursed also. And it said unto Adam, he said, because you have hearkened unto the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In sorrow shall you eat of it all the days of your life. Boy, what a sad state of affairs. God set out a set of rules, and they broke them. And so everyone involved was cursed. Remember, a curse causes shall not come to pass. The curse came in Eden, and the cause was sin. Therefore, sin is the root cause for the curse. As long as the root remains, the curse cannot be broken. You must confess your sin to the Lord and then stop sinning to be set free. There's no difference today. Since Jesus came, He redeemed us from the curse of the law, but still we have to know these things, and that's why people are sick. And if people want to get well, they must repent of their sins. They must get rid of their unforgiveness. They must stop talking evil about people. And then they must claim the redemption from the curse and the provisions as God made in His Word. And when any human being comes to Christ and repents and begins to walk holy before God and steps into faith, God will heal you and restore you because He loves you. We have to stop right there today, but if you'd like the teachings in its entirety, call us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these teachings in their entirety, free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.